Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Brown. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a fly ball towards right. Evans catches it and throws to first to double up Cangallosi. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown fires to first and picks off Fisk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson juggles the ball. That's an error on Tolleson. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Armas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Fisk fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Fisk. Armas scores. Barrett goes all the way around to score. Romero moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Romero scores. Evans moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive towards short. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Little takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk throws the ball into Little, who tags Baylor, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romero moves to second. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. Romero tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Juan Augusto now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romero scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Bill Dawley now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonilla is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Little moves to second. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Little moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Evans reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Boggs is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Buckner reaches second base with a double. There goes Evans trying to get to home. Baines throws the ball into Little, who relays the ball to Hill, who tags Evans, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Jim Rice. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Tony Armas now playing left field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.